never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving,
gotta get back
up. Come on.
What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Happy, 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 happy Thursday. Come on in. Episode 4,759 on the path to 5,000. It's going to be awesome. And part of what I'm talking about today is going to be how all those 5,000 podcasts got done. I've actually done about 13,000. I chat about that today because I've had people say, Scott, you know, how do you keep these ideas flowing to do what you need to do? And it's easy. I learned it years ago when I was first in radio because I kind of had to do it back then. And I'll teach it to you today. It is the Daily Boost from motivationtomove.com. The positive boost you need every single day. We stand up, we take a step, we repeat, we keep going. Life is long for most people. It just, you know, you think it's not, but it is. And you just keep going. And sometimes you got to keep that motivation. You got to keep those ideas happening as you get a little bit older and things get a little more difficult. I mean, if you were to tell me years ago that I would have a podiatrist, I would have an osteo guy, I would have a dental implant. If you told me years ago, I would say, yes, for old people. It still is, by the way. I was speaking the truth. By the way, today, before we get started, my name is Scott Smith. Having more fun than some people think I should be having on the show, but hey, it's my show. And take a listen. Let's go outside for a moment. There it is. You hear that? That is the world's loudest lawnmower. Now, life is interesting if you think about this. Life is interesting only when you're trying to record in a semi-soundproof studio does the lawn guy show up. But life is interesting because when you think about this as well, that's the same lawn guy with the loudest lawnmower in the world that I fired about 2 months ago. I fired him nicely. I was nice about it. He wasn't rising to my very, very high lawn maintenance standards. And I had to let him go. Plus, he had a loud mower that was driving me crazy because he was right outside my window. So life, though, gets in the way, right? Life does crazy stuff. I got rid of him. He's out of here. I don't have that lawnmower anymore. I'm really messing up my day anymore. That's good. It's done. Decision made. It's so hard to make those decisions and to fire somebody, isn't it? Then my neighbor said, I hear you have an opening. I'd like to hire you. And there he is. He's next door now, about 40 feet away. So life gets in the way no matter what you do about it. So today, let's get into it. I am kind of curtailing some of the promotional stuff right now. You hear it at the end of the show. Curtailing it because we have a lot of commercials running on the commercial version of the podcast. I'm trying to pull back on those because it's a lot. Yes, it's costing me money, but that's okay. It's okay. We got to balance it someplace. But I did have a call this week, and I get this call all the time. This is very, very common for me to have. Is somebody asking me, how do you come up with so many ideas? How do you capture creativity? Because no matter what I do here, either it's creativity for the podcast, or it's creativity for the strategies I do, or the business work I do. Every bit of it takes some mindset, right? Some thinking time. So I've learned to do it really well. I have produced over 13,000 podcasts. Everyone begins with a written word. Everyone makes it out of my mouth, but it passed through my fingertips first. They are the most exercised part of my body. My wife can attest to that. Man, so many opportunities come from that. But sometimes you sit down in front of a blank screen and you don't know what to do. Sometimes you're looking for inspiration. You're praying for it. You can't find the ideas. And yes, we got AI now. And AI is kind of cool because it'll give you a lot of neat ideas, but it's not that good yet. It's going to be. Trust me. I'm using it for some things. Writer's block, procrastination, staying up late watching Netflix. Back to the AI thing. But if you're using AI to write books and stuff like that, it's not there yet. If you're using it, just understand that a real person can beat you every time. A real person can create some quality every single time. Anyway, let's keep moving about the creativity thing. So a long time ago when I was on radio, you do a 4 or 5, 6 hour show, 5 or 6 days a week. In the beginning, you would do at least a 5 hour show, 6 days a week. So it was a lot of work. And you'd play a lot of music, but you had to talk a lot too. Usually at the end of about a 5 hour show, the kind of show I did, I talked about an hour, did morning shows, things like that, sometimes a little bit more. So you had to fill that content. And who has time to sit down and do it? Because when you do a radio show or even a podcast, the standard is about an hour for every hour of production. So if I want to sit down to an hour-long radio show, I'm probably going to spend an hour prepping that. In some cases on a podcast, even more than that. Still, that's what happens. So how do you do that? When you got to work 5 or 6 hours a day, plus you got to commute and everything else, here's how you do it. You capture the ideas as they pop into your head as you're running around town. Have you ever gotten in a car and suddenly you have a bunch of ideas. You're 20-minute drive across town, and you just got all these ideas, and yet you just let them go? Have you ever been on a call with somebody, and you're just having a cool conversation, and all these ideas are popping into your head, and you're letting them go? You're not typing them? You're not writing them down? Here's what I do. I'm continuously, nonstop, every single day, if an idea pops in my head, you'll see me. You'll see me. I go to my phone. I have an iPhone. I use Asana, which is my capture device. It's a productivity software. You can use whatever you want to. It's one button to capture the idea. That's it. That's the first step. So I capture the idea in Asana. I would like to tell you, put it in a piece of paper, put it in a notebook. But I will tell you this. There are better ways to do it. And apologize for the big there. I was thinking about something. If you put it on a piece of paper and it gets down in the 100th page, it's really hard to access. So I'm totally for it, but at the same time, access is very limited. So for me, for day-to-day creation, for day-to-day continuity of what I do in creativity, I find that having it in a place where I can just drop it into a computer, boom, that's first step. Next step, I go in and I kind of drop it in a little file just as an idea, and it sits there. I actually have one called Podcast Prep. Every single week before I do the podcast, I go in and I just look at the file. And I say, oh, that was a good idea. Or what was I thinking? A lot of them are what was I thinking ideas. I find the ones I like and I move those to a document. Again, it's a three-step process, right? I capture it first, review it, and then I move it to a larger document. That's where I expand upon it. Now, project I have going on right now, my Face Your Fashion 2.0 project, I've been capturing items there for probably 3 years now. As I talk to clients, as we get things that work and don't work, I've just notated it and literally I just popped it in and let it sit. And about 4 months ago, 5 months ago maybe, I started pulling it out and making sense of it. I sit down and I go. So here's the way it actually happens in real time. It's a couple of different things.
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options, hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
All day, every day, you're capturing ideas, and then you have that little review thing where you're looking at it. The first step when I actually want to use it in creativity, usually the day before, what I'll do is I'll go into these little documents that I have. I say, okay, let me pull this stuff out. Let me find a bunch of things that maybe I want to work with. Let me get my preliminary thinking on this stuff. Just pull it kind of together in a very, very rough. I mean, just literally throw it on one page. That's it. Go to sleep. Have a nice night. Come in the next day. Open up that document and start being creative. What you'll find is that when you break up, because let me back up a step in here. This is real time here, so I'm kind of going to work through this for you. When you capture and when you create are two different mindsets. So when you capture everything that happens, you are so far ahead of everybody else because nobody's capturing the ideas. Capture everything around you. You don't have to think about that stuff. You don't have to make it up. It's just there in life. When you pre-organize it, you're able to use the organizational aspect of your brain to kind of get it in a place where you can think about it. That's it. When you show up the next day, or a day after that or whenever, and you decide to actually be creative, you can 100% put your creative brain on and just go into flow state and create magic out of it. That's how you make this happen. I hope you understood that because it can be a little bit confusing. Capture them. Review them. Organize them. Turn them into magic. It is the easiest way to do this. So if you're a creative person, for anything, in fact, you can use this for your life planning as well. If you're capturing things that you might like to do, putting on your anticipation list, things you might want to explore, maybe do later on as a goal, putting it on your explore the future possibility list. If you're doing that, capture ideas every single day. And that way, you don't end up sitting down in front of a guy like me and I say, so what do you want to do? And you go, well, I don't really thought about it. You've been thinking about it every day. That's why you're here. Capture, capture, capture. See you at Facebook. dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Quickest, easiest way to get there. Come say hello. We got a cool group over there. I'll see you tomorrow. Keep moving.